At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
A warm and friendly hello! Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Pierce, and now part of the Beeson Family Podcast, and we've got a great podcast for you guys. We're going to be joined in segment number two by one of our good friends, as it's going to be Tristan Freeman joining me. I'm going to ask him what he's been making out of a lot of these exhibitions and these scrimmages, because we're seeing more and more results coming out, and I will say more and more marquee results coming out, so if that's been changing his opinion on any of these teams, we're also going to be taking a look at what is all happening with the Manhattan ordeal. As they called it back in the day, it was the Manhattan Project way back when, if you may remember that. Well, this is just the Manhattan blow-up at this point. It's been not so great, so we're going to be talking about that, and we're also going to be looking with Tristan at the middle of the ACC as well, those teams outside the top two, because we've been seeing Florida State go through some injuries, so I'll get his thoughts as to who number three should be in just the overall landscape of the ACC in the final segment. Going to give you guys a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we saw in college basketball over the last 24 hours. I'll give you guys a little bit of a recap of the Gonzaga scrimmage along Texas and Arkansas, so you guys are going to be getting my thoughts there. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, naming does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way, that is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you are able to fire in whatever you'd like here on this podcast via that 5-star review. Did get in a Twitter question today, so let us dive in. This comes to us from Glenn Middleton at GlennMid10001 on Twitter. He asks @GNRS41, mailbag question. The impact of injuries, is that more to do with chemistry than talent? As you point out, some teams thrive when their best player are out, and I do think that it all depends upon the injury. Like right now, what we are seeing with a lot of these offseason injuries is that every injury, I feel like, affects a team a little bit more. Like, you take a look at the Florida State injuries, like Jalen Gainey being out of the fold, and now they're going to be without one of their better big men as freshmen, and that, to me, isn't necessarily a chemistry thing, nor is it necessarily a talent thing. It's more of a depth thing, because with Florida State, they really operate at their best when they've got, like, 9 to 10 guys having Jalen Gainey and Baba Miller out of the fold. That certainly hurts them in terms of just being able to utilize as many bodies as possible and being able to utilize the system that they want. I didn't feel like either guy by themselves was going to be making some big giant impact, but having those injuries piled together, that's an issue. The chemistry issues, I typically think, are more with younger players, like the Cam Whitmore injury with Villanova. That's actually a little bit two-pronged, just because with Villanova in general, with having Justin Moore out of the fold, you knew that their depth was going to be taking a little bit of a hit in general. But with Cam Whitmore, a freshman that's coming in, you'd really like someone like that to be able to get down the system. Being unable to do so, that certainly does hurt the team from a chemistry perspective, because when he gets back out there on the court, he's not going to have as much camaraderie with the guys. But on top of that, just holding down the fort without Justin Moore to begin the season, that is going to be hurting them quite a bit as well. So I think that that one's a little bit more two-pronged, but the ones that really have to do with chemistry more so than anything else, I really do think that's something like Jaden Akins over at Michigan State, a guy that as a freshman really didn't play a lot. A lot of people, including myself, expecting a big bust out year as a sophomore, having him off the court means that in the backcourt, he's not able to gain as much chemistry with these guys. I do think that that leads to a little bit of a point as well. More of the chemistry issues, I feel like, happen in the backcourt. When it comes to big men, like Oscar Tshiebwe has been dealing with a little bit of an injury, that's more talent and talent alone. Whoever is going to be filling in for Kentucky if Oscar Tshiebwe has to miss any sort of time. That's just going to be a big giant fall off in talent. I don't think that that necessarily affects the chemistry. It certainly will a little bit, but more or less, trying to replace like a player of the year from last year, it more or less is going to be affecting the talent. Like, for instance, you also have another extreme example, like if Max Asemus from Oral Roberts, a 20-plus point per game score, if he's off the floor, that affects Oral Roberts more in terms of talent rather than chemistry itself. You've got a few guys in which it's just absolutely undeniable, because Oral Roberts, no matter what the chemistry is, you lose your top guy who you really run all of your offense through, and you're just not going to be the same. But I do think that more in terms of these, shall we say, number three, number four guys, like a, for instance, Josiah Jordan James. He was off the floor for Tennessee in their exhibition. Give Tennessee a lot of credit for being able to get the job done in that exhibition, but someone like him, that's more of a chemistry issue, because with Josiah Jordan James, he's Mr. Do-It-All. 10 points, 6 rebounds, a block, a steal per contest. He's not dominating the game in any one way, but he's doing a nice job of being able to contribute in a wide variety of ways, and that really just affects the chemistry alone. Having him off the court by himself, you're able to replace those points, but you're not able to necessarily replace what he does. So, in my opinion, when it comes to these issues, it's always a situation where everyone is a little bit different. There are some injuries where the bigger thing is the chemistry, sometimes the bigger thing is the talent, or in cases like a Florida State. I will throw in their Villanova as well, like I was referring to a little bit earlier. It's a little bit more just the depth and the depth itself. So I do think that every injury is a little bit unique. There are some injuries that it affects the chemistry more so than anything else. There are some injuries where the biggest issue is the overall talent drop-off as well. So hopefully that does answer your question. And coming up next, we're going to be talking about a team that they have a whole bunch of issues in Manhattan. And we're also going to be taking a look at the ACC. We're also going to be taking a look at the, ironically enough, depth hit that we've seen with Florida State, as we're going to be talking to Tristan Freeman of Bustin' Brackets next. Here on Goods Good Seats with myself, Greg Eaps Peterson, Albert of the Family Park.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Las Vegas, we're going to go see with myself, Greg X. Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and it's always great to be joined by our guest. It's Tristan Freeman. He does absolutely tremendous work at Boston Brackets as a part of FanSided's college basketball coverage, as he is based out there in the northeast part of the country. As a matter of fact, the great state of Pennsylvania, taking a look at all that we're getting in college basketball and doing an amazing job getting set for the upcoming college basketball season. You are able to follow him on Twitter at Hoopsa351 all together. And Tristan, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
When it comes down to it, Tristan, I know that we are now just a little bit less than a week and a half away from the start of the college basketball season, and we're starting to see some guys getting ruled out. We're seeing injuries and what have you, and it feels like the same song and dance from last year with this team. For Florida State, Jalen Gainey, he suffered a little bit of an injury during the offseason, and he is going to be out for the year. And now Baba Miller, he is going to miss the first 16 games of the season. Apparently, there were some benefits thing, even though his family had paid back all the money. I think that it's a pretty bad situation, to say the least, especially in the day and age of NIL. But I do think that this is a little bit of a loss for Florida State, and I don't necessarily think that either Miller nor Gainey by themselves are necessarily super massive losses, but the fact that they are compounding for a team that really relies upon depth is what I fear with them.
You said it perfectly. They're a team that usually wins with 12 pieces instead of just one or two, and the front court for Florida State was a little bit of a weakness last year because they didn't have key guys that could take over. The hope was that Gainey defensively and the potential of Bobby Miller, who's a top 50 prospect coming over from Spain, but offensively as a 6'10" sort of stretch forward, could give Florida State a lift. Now, what makes it even worse for the Seminoles is that Miller was considered a developmental prospect. So he was going to have to take his lumps, hopefully, in an on-conference in the quote-unquote bye games. But now, by the time he comes back, it's going to be ACC play. And do you necessarily want to put a freshman in there in games that are really going to be difficult when you might want to have to limit him in his first year? So this could be, in a weird way, a season-long suspension in terms of what Florida State wants to do with Miller. And now, you know, they still have a little depth. They still have Cam Fletcher, who's a former Kentucky guy. He can play some small ball. But now, Florida State isn't going to be big unless outside of whenever a 7-foot center Naheem McLeod's in there, they're going to have to go pretty small and pretty unproven. So now it's going to really test how good the Seminoles are inside.
I do think that it is quite a bit of a loss for Florida State. And once again, I think that it is that you're just losing multiple pieces for the team rather than just one. So I do think that that is certainly going to be something to take note of. And for me personally, I had Florida State number three in terms of my projector or finish for the ACC a few weeks ago. And I sort of have it where Florida State and Virginia is a 3A, 3B. I know you do a great job of covering this conference with all that you do with Pittsburgh. Who do you personally have at number three? Because I do think that that's really the big race, because I think that you've got a clear top two with North Carolina and Duke. But on that number three spot, I feel like it could go in one of very many different ways.
Yeah, so coming into today, I did have Florida State at three, and I'm still going to stick with them because I didn't necessarily think Bobby Miller was going to be a starter and go for 25, 30 minutes. So I'm still going with the Seminoles, mainly on the strength that Matthew Cleveland is going to be better than anyone that Miami, Virginia Tech, or even Notre Dame has. I'm very high on him as a sophomore breakout candidate. I think he could be an 18 to 20 points game scorer if he runs the offense. You look at Darren Green, the transfer from UCF, who's a proven sharpshooter. Caleb Mills, someone that was a leading scorer for them. He'll be back. Jalen Worry could be a breakout candidate as a true point guard for them. So I still think the Seminoles have enough to finish third in the league, but it's definitely wide open between them and probably four or five other teams, really. It's that close within the margins outside the top two.
Yep, I'm right there with you. I do think that that race for number three is very good. I don't think that Virginia Tech or Notre Dame is quite going to be able to get there, but I'm very interested in those schools. As we saw with Miami, they were able to make a run in the NCAA tournament as well. So lots of interesting teams, to say the least. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Tristan Freeman, who does absolutely amazing work over at Boston Brackets. And Tristan, the bigger situation that we're seeing right now in college basketball, other than Florida State, that'd be Manhattan. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just a bad situation. Steve Masiello gets canned, and now three of really their top seven players, including the preseason Metro Atlantic Player of the Year and Jose Perez, have all left the program. What do you make out of this? Because this is just so unprecedented. Typically, when you see a coaching firing happen just before the season, it's like what happened with Jim Hafer, where he was mistreating players, Pat Chambers as well. Typically, it's like the coach was like abusing players verbally or even worse than that, and that's not a terrific ordeal. And typically, that actually leads to a little bit of a rallying cry. Thus, you don't have a lot of transfers. This just appears to be a big, giant firing in general, and I'm not saying that Steve Masiello necessarily deserved a contract extension, but in my opinion, you just can't do this less than 2 weeks before the start of the season.
Yeah, if there was a reason for the firing, I think we would have known by now. There's speculation and rumors about what it could be about, but it's so far, and I don't know what else you've heard, Greg, but nothing seems to be like he had to go right now. It was going to have to be something to be done. Why not wait towards the end of the year? It wouldn't have hurt you. Now you lose the preseason MAC player of the year, Jose Perez. You lose other key players. And now you're going to essentially having to start from scratch. And who knows if the interim coach is even going to be there or if they're going to have to go through a new hire. Sort of a recent example of this, not as extreme, but Cleveland State fired their head coach a couple of years ago. Ended up hiring Florida State assistant Dennis Gates, and the Vikings ended up being the top team in the Horizon League ever since, becoming a huge, complete success story. And it allowed the program to stay viable, but it really came out of nowhere. And they had to replace 10 players in like July. So that situation ended up well for the program. We'll see what happens with Manhattan, but the administration's going to have to literally start from the ground up with this program, because I think it's safe to assume that none of these guys are going to be around a year from now, whether they stick around this year or not.
Yep, and with the Dennis Gates situation, at the very least, he had some of a summer to be able to assemble new pieces, to be able to pick up with everyone that was lost. With this situation, it's happening 2 weeks before the start of the season. You really can't add anyone at this point, though. We have seen pretty much like half of college basketball trying to add Jose Perez, which I find to be very fascinating. I'm seeing all these lists of teams that have contacted Jose Perez, and I'm almost thinking that the list of schools that have not might actually be shorter than the schools that have, which, yep, that's just the way that it goes at this point, but certainly an intriguing ordeal for a team that was picked to finish second in the Metro Atlantic. I personally did not have them number two, so going to be fascinating to see what we get in that conference. And Tristan, when it comes to what we're getting in college basketball as well, I know that since we last talked, we've been seeing a little bit more in terms of the KenPom rankings coming out. I know that Bart Horvick has been coming out with some of his projections. You've got all these conference media days putting out their polls as well. In terms of a lot of these polls, a lot of these metrics, when you take a look at them, are there a few teams that you take a look at them and you think, man, they're either really overvalued or undervalued in comparison to how you evaluate them?
There's a couple that stick out in the ACC alone. I mean, Syracuse and Louisville are two teams that I'm not high on. The Orange really returns two actual contributors from last year, Joe Girard and Jesse Edwards. And I think there's major questions as to whether or not they can be number one or two options. Then the rest of the cast is Benny Williams, who's a former top 50 prospect, but played sparingly as a freshman. An entire recruiting class that's all going to have to contribute just for them to be competitive, led by Judah Mix. Like, there's a lot that have to go right just for them to be decent. And I think people have them as potentially being a tournament mix. I just don't see it. And in Louisville, the projections have them between 8th and 10th and 11th in the league. I would make an argument that if anyone from Georgia Tech is even remotely a conference, an all-conference player, that Louisville could be the worst team. I just don't understand how you can have one scholarship returning guard on the entire roster in L. Ellis, a three-star guy in Fabio Bazzilli who came on late and some question if he's even an ACC player, and then a whole bunch of forwards, and most of them can't even spread the floor. How that's going to work out for first-year head coach Kenny Payne? Like, I think they could literally be a disaster in the ACC and finish at the bottom or right next to Georgia Tech at the bottom.
Yeah, I do think that in terms of the ACC, you're right there with Georgia Tech being by far the worst team, because we saw it after everything that happened with D.R. Johnson. A lot of people put Pittsburgh at either last or second to last. I know that you've been watching their scrimmages, and I think we both be in agreement that if they make the NCAA tournament or something like that, that would be an overachievement. But I do take a look at this ACC, and it's certainly better than it was last season. But you mentioned Louisville, they're going to be a train wreck, and I don't see how Syracuse avoids the bottom four. Syracuse is going to be throwing out their six guys. Benny Williams actually looked solid in their exhibition game. But that said, I take a look at those two teams, and just because they are brand names of Louisville and Syracuse, I think they might be a little bit overvalued coming into the year, because in the case of Syracuse, no depth whatsoever, along with a zone defense that does not guard threes in a day and age in which a three ball is very prevalent. And for the Louisville Cardinals, it's all Ellis in the backcourt and nobody else.
There's also just people automatically down some of the other teams in the league. Like Boston College returns a lot of pieces but don't have any stars, so they'll probably be a bottom three team. Pitt lose D.R. Johnson, but they still have John Hughley, who's an all-ACC candidate, and a bunch of fifth and sixth year guards. And I would also say look out for Blake Henson, the former Ole Miss and Iowa State forward who hasn't played in the last 2 years, but has completely changed his game to where he's now a true stretch four option. So I think Pitt's going to surprise some folks. I know people are down on Jeff Capel from the past few years, but it's going to be a roster that's going to compete. I think the bottom of the ACC is going to be better than people expect, while the middle, I would say, it's good enough to beat a Duke or North Carolina, but they also can lose to a Boston College or Pitt. I also would say that look, Clemson could be a team that really struggles out the gate, now that we know that their best player and starting forward, PJ Hall, is going to be out until early December. There's very few pieces that you can rely on that can be competitive. So Clemson might be the power conference team that suffers a few bye losses and really put Coach Brunell on the hot seat.
Yep, I do think that with Clemson, if they don't have PJ Hall out there, that's going to be massive, because I think that he is really one of the most integral pieces of any player in the ACC to their respective team. So we shall see how that blossoms slash doesn't blossom, because he has been hurt for much of the entirety of this calendar year. And I think that that's very important to take note of, as Tristan Freeman of Busted Brackets is joining me on the podcast. And we've done a good job of taking a look at the ACC. Are there any teams nationally that you're a little bit surprised by? Because when it came to the KenPom release, I was very much surprised by, for one, Virginia being in the top five. I think that we're both in agreement there. But that said, a team like Texas being at number two, that feels a little bit lofty, even though they've got a lot of talent. I just don't know if they're necessarily going to be able to put it together. And then there are a few teams that I took a look at, like a Butler, that were a little bit underrated. Are there any that come to mind outside the ACC that you think, man, either they got disrespected or they're maybe getting a little bit too much love right now?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Butler. They're a team that I think has really just about upgraded everywhere. They got Thad Matta, who was an outstanding coach at Ohio State. I think he sort of flies on the radar in terms of great. Like, he was the best coach in hire this offseason. He wasn't fired at Ohio State. He had to leave because of health reasons. He's going to be an upgrade over Laval Jordan. You bring back Chuck Harris, I think he's an all-conference guard. And if Manny Bates is healthy, he's one of the best defensive centers in the country. And that's going to be a big boost for the front court. I think Butler has the potential to finish in the top four of the Big East, whereas people have them sort of in the eighth, ninth range and barely in the top 75. So they're a team that should do well. I also would comment on teams like Virginia and Texas. You know, when it comes to individual talent and star power, it doesn't make sense why those teams would be ranked fairly high. They return a lot, veteran guys and this and that. But sometimes the system or the lack of a good system comes into play. Like, Texas can have as many talented scorers as they want, but if they still play slow pace, sort of not utilize their player strengths, then it ultimately isn't going to matter. Until we see what the schemes look like for some of these teams, then it's going to be hard to tell how good they are. Like, Texas, from a talent standpoint, could and should be in the top five, but sometimes they get into their own way by not playing certain ways, and that'll affect them. But, you know, from a betting standpoint, I'll probably leave Texas alone until I see what they look like the first few games, because they do have potential.
Yep, I do think that Texas has potential, and I think that in terms of talent and talent alone, they could reach at top five like KenPom has them at. I just need to see how Marcus Carr and Tyrese Hunter coexist on the floor together, because I just don't know if that's necessarily the world's greatest fit. And we can take a look at all the analytics in the world. That is the one thing that you really can't gauge from taking a look at just the raw numbers themselves. But a man that does an amazing job of taking a look at college basketball, man that is doing everything possible to get set for a college basketball season that is just barely over a week away. That is you, Tristan. You're doing great work over there at Bustin' Brackets and other platforms as well. So love to get people at home know it's all on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yeah, you can follow me at Hoopsnet351 on Twitter. So probably update that eventually, 363 with all these new teams. You can also follow on Bustin' Brackets, our Twitter handle, as well as the website. We'll be, at this point now, previewing games and looking at the teams to watch for this season. And finally glad that we're just single-digit days away from the start of the season.
Oh, I am as well, Tristan, one of the best minds that you're going to find for college basketball, doing a great job of rounding everything up and trying to give us exactly what we're going to get opening night. And it is always a pleasure to get him on this podcast. Big thanks to Tristan for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a round as to the news and notes that we've seen in college basketball over the last 24 hours.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It's always great to get Tristan Freeman aboard. He does amazing work over there at Bustin' Brackets, taking a look at the great game of college basketball. Doing a nice job taking a look at the ACC. He's dialed in on a little bit of everything, as you heard with him chatting about Manhattan. List goes on and on. It is always a pleasure to get him aboard. A big thanks to our good friend Tristan for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast that I give you a little bit of a recap as to all the news and notes that we've seen from college basketball over the last 24 hours. No doubt, the biggest two things that have people buzzing are the biggest two exhibition matchups. Tennessee takes down Gonzaga by double figures, and Texas romps Arkansas by 30. I'm going to be talking about this with Sean Paul over there at the Field of 68 tomorrow on this podcast, but I still am not going to put like Gonzaga, I had number 2 to begin the season in my power rankings, down to like number 10 or something like that as a result. I am going to give a little bit more credence to Tennessee and their backcourt, and I did have Tennessee number 3 in my projector finish for the SEC prior to that. Now I've got them a little bit higher still at number 3, but I did upgrade them a little bit because I was very impressed by what I saw out of the backcourt yesterday. We saw someone like a Santiago Vescovi look very solid in that game. I think that Tyree Key is going to be able to do a solid job, and really the guy that had the biggest takeaways for me is the guy Ziegler. Ziegler last year was a little bit more of a sixth man. He got more run towards back half of the season. Clearly, he looked very solid. And keep in mind that they did do this without Josiah Jordan James. And let's call it what it is. Drew Timmy did not look great on defense. But when has Drew Timmy ever looked great on defense? A little bit of a takeaway I have is that Gonzaga overs are probably going to be back as long as you don't get harebrained numbers. And by harebrained, I mean north of 160. If you get like the typical high 150s, 160-ish, I think that you're going to have good value on overs. If this gets up to totals like a 170, and we could see that at some point this season with Gonzaga, then it's probably went a little bit too far. But biggest takeaway there, and for Arkansas, getting drubbed by Texas. I've always felt like Texas has some of the most talent in the country. The big question for me is just chemistry. How is Tyrese Hunter and Marcus Carr going to look out there on the floor at the same time? So far, so good. And you did see 5 different Texas players scoring double figures. You do like to see that. And for Arkansas, it's a little bit of a younger team. You'd figure that they would have a little bit of a tougher time with a team like Texas here in very late October / early November, rather than if these two teams hook up for, say, the NCAA tournament, the Big 12 SEC challenge, something of that nature, because Arkansas, they do have 11 new guys, so there's a lot of mixing and matching. Arkansas, I still feel like, is worthy of being a top 10 team coming into the season, but certainly some takeaways there. I know there are some people that were a little bit worried about Texas Tech. They only won by 4 games in their exhibition against UTEP. I think that they're going to be just fine. Keep in mind, Texas Tech was thinking that they were going to have Fardos Amick. He is currently out of the fold due to a foot issue, and he is going to be out of the fold for a very long time. I thought that that said a little bit more about UTEP than anything else. Like, I know that people are buzzing about St. Joe's being able to win a scrimmage. I just don't have a lot of takeaways in terms of that. I'm taking a look at some of these lineups. Like, for instance, I was talking about Tennessee, the way that they were going about their guard rotations, the way that they were utilizing Zakai Ziegler, and that's something that I am certainly going to be utilizing. I'm not really going to be here saying, like, oh, Texas, who I thought should have been, like, I'm just spitballing a number here, number 9 in the country starting the year. They are now number 3 or anything like that. Not going to be doing any of that. I think that that would be very, very much overreactionary, and you're going to notice that in these scrimmages, these exhibitions as well, different teams have different motivations, like Arkansas, and they're drubbing against Texas. You can tell that with having so many new guys that they went way deeper in the bench, and they tried out things that they probably aren't going to during the regular season, and sometimes you'll find that in, like, game number 1, game number 2 of the season as well, because a lot of teams, they've got a little bit of a longer rotation. They want to figure out exactly what they've got out of some of their freshmen, out of some of their guys that they're hoping are taking a little bit of a leap. So I do think that that's very important, but I'll be talking about this a little bit more tomorrow with our good friend Sean Paul, but want to give you guys my thoughts on some of the more marquee exhibitions, because that is the biggest thing that we've seen from college basketball since I did my podcast yesterday. And then we did see Kenny Acri. He was at Ball State a few seasons ago. For 2 years, he was averaging right around 4 points per contest, fall off the table a little bit last season, shot 55.6% from 3-point range, but the reason why he shot so well from 3-point range is because he really didn't take a whole lot of threes. I think he went like 5 of 9 from 3-point range or something like that last season, and he has decided that he is going to be going down to the non-D1 level at Roosevelt University. So not a lot on the injury front or anything like that, but I know that we are now just 8 days away from the start of the college basketball season. I'm doing everything humanly possible to get you guys set for the upcoming campaign, as we're going to be doing our final conference preview within the next few days on the Pac-12, and just going to be answering Twitter questions like I did in the first segment today and getting you guys set for what I hope to be a very profitable season. If you ever do have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, @unit_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please send these into the timeline and the other way. That's fine, an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. I'm coming at you guys every single day on this podcast, this final week of the offseason, just giving you guys news and notes and answering your questions and also delivering that Pac-12 preview. Then once we get into these picks and analysis on every single game, every single day, so I'll chat at you once you get them out. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.